The patient was brought from St. Louis to Los Angeles in the belief that a change of scene and climate would be beneficial, but the violent attacks increased. In these seizures she bit her hands and arms, beat her face with a slipper and tore off her clothes. She finally became uncontrollable and was taken to the psychopathic ward, declared insane and committed to a sanitarium, where she remained for a year without any improvement. After escaping three times she was placed in our care, and within a few months the tormenting spirits one were taken away. The lady became entirely normal, has since remained well, and is assisting her daughter with her household occupations. 1 C. Chap. 4, page 65. Spirit, Mini Day, patient, Mrs. L.W. Chap. 4, page 89. Spirit, Emily Steve, patient, Mrs. L.W. A few days after her arrival at our institute, the spirit of the jeering man, so often seen by the patient's daughter, was removed and allowed to control Mrs. Wickland. Experience, January 13, 1918. Spirit, John Sullivan. Patient, Mrs. L. W. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The spirit struggled furiously for a time and restraint was required. Spirit, what in the world are you holding me for? I have nothing whatever to do with you folks. I don't like any of you. I don't see what right you have to hold me. I never did you any harm, and I'll make it pretty hot for you before I get through. Doctor, you came to us as a stranger and at once started fighting. What else could I do but hold you in restraint? SP. I don't want to be held down like this. Doctor, who are you? SP. Why should I tell you who I am? I don't know any of you, and I don't care who you are. Just leave me alone so that can go. Doctor, tell us who you are, friend. You seem to be a pretty strong girl. SP. If you take me for a girl you had better look again. Doctor, tell us where you came from and what you want. SP. What do you want to know for? Doctor, perhaps we can help you out of your present condition. SP. Don't hold me so tight, then I will talk. Doctor, tell us all about yourself. SP. In the first place, I don't want those needles, referring to electrical treatment given patient, put on me. Then, I have been kept a prisoner for a while. Now I'm out, I feel just like fighting. Freed from aura of patient and the restraint placed upon him by intelligent spirits, what in the world did you put all those needles on me for? If I can go away from here, I will go back home. Doctor, where is your home? SP. My home is where I came from. Doctor, I am curious to know how you got those needles on your back. SP. It was just like I was on fire every time I had them. I don't want to sit here and be held down, and I'm going. Doctor, how did you happen to have the benefit of such needles? I am very curious to know. SP. I don't know myself, but I got them. Doctor, how did you happen to come here? SP. I don't know. Doctor, did you come here with somebody you were attached to? SP. I was only attached to myself. Doctor, where have you been recently? SP. I have been in darkness. I got away from my home, then I could not see anything. It seemed as if I was blind. Doctor, were you not in a strange condition when you were in that place you call home? SP. It wasn't my real home, but it was just like it. Doctor, did you become disgusted sometimes and then act queerly? SP. Sometimes I did not know where I was and then I acted up all the time. Once in a while we had a big fight. There were several people around, but I will get them someday. Doctor, who were they? SP. Why, I don't know, all kinds of people. Doctor, were there any women? SP. There were so many you could not rest. Women, someday I am going to get hold of the rest of them and shake them up. Doctor, I don't see why you should want to harm others. SP. One woman would come at me one way, and one another, and it made me mad, but what can a fellow do when he has a whole lot of women around? Other obsessing spirits in patient's aura. Doctor, where do you think you are now? SP. Where? I don't care where I am. Doctor, where have you been living? SP. We have been living at different places. We have been from one place to another, until I am plumb disgusted with everything. I feel like running away so nobody can find me. Doctor, you could not get away from yourself. SP. I have had nothing but women around me, women, women, until I am sick and tired of women. I got one woman down and I bit and kicked, and still she clung to me. The patient, Mrs. L. W., she has no business to hang around me like she does. Someday I shall kill her. Doctor, do you know what you have been doing? SP. I don't care what I have been doing. I took a chunk out of her wrist one day, but she clung to me just the same. Then I pulled her hair out as much as I could, but still she clung. I couldn't get rid of her. Doctor friend, wouldn't you like to know what you have been doing? SP. I don't care to know, but it makes me so mad, because since I got those needles in me I don't seem to have any power. Doctor, where is the woman now? SP. I haven't seen her for a while. Doctor, what harm did she ever do you? SP. She has no business to hang on to me like she does. Doctor, suppose we reverse matters, and say that it is you who have been hanging on to her. SP. She has no business to dress me up in woman's clothes and put woman's hair on my head. Doctor, how long have you been dead? SP. Dead. I'll show you that I'm not dead, and I will also show you that you are not strong enough to hold me either. Talk about me being dead. Laughing harshly. Doctor, do you not realize that you have been in a strange condition for some time? SP. It's the worst I have ever been in. Keep your hands off me, for they're like fire, they are so hot. Doctor, has it ever occurred to you to ask how that woman could dress you up? Don't you think you have been very selfish? SP. Selfish? Selfish? She's the selfish one. Doctor, suppose you were an ignorant spirit hovering around the woman? SP. Me, hang around a woman? Not me, no sir. Doctor, such things happen, just the same. Did you ever read your Bible? Do you remember how they cast out spirits in olden times? You are also a spirit, such as they had to deal with. SP. There were devils, and I'll show you I'm no devil. Doctor, you have been tormenting a woman and I chased you out with electricity. SP. Well, now I've caught you. Attempting to fight, I'll bet you are the one who put me in the dungeon. Now I will get that woman and bite her to pieces. That woman hung on me all the time and I want to get rid of her. Doctor, you were hanging onto her. She is rid of you now. Try to understand that you are a spirit and come to your senses. I am telling you the absolute truth. SP. I wish I could get hold of that woman. I will smash her up good, and I will smash her face again. Doctor, why should you want to do harm to the woman? She is not bothering you. SP. I would like to get after you too. Doctor, if you don't behave yourself you will get more of the electricity. SP. I would rather stay here, but you hold me too tight. Doctor, you tell us you are a man, but we can't see you. We can only see a woman. SP. Haven't you got any eyes? Don't you know I am a man? Doctor, you have woman's clothes on. SP. I tore them off, but she put them on, and I tore them off. Doctor, you have lost the woman that you say has been bothering you and are now controlling another woman. SP. What do you mean by that? Doctor, you are an ignorant, earthbound spirit, hovering around the earth plane bothering a woman. You are now using my wife's body. SP. I'm not using anybody's body but my own. Why did that woman hang onto me? Doctor, you were doing the hanging on. Since you have been taken away from her, the woman is getting along nicely. SP. Did you put me in that dungeon? Doctor, no. Intelligent spirits put you there. You are very selfish, selfish to the last degree. Don't you think you should try to realize your condition? If your record were written, would you care to have everybody read it? SP. I don't care. I get so mad to think I should have a woman hanging on to me, and then have her dress me in woman's clothes. I hate women. Doctor, that lady has been brought here because she has been bothered by foolish spirits. We realized that it was obsession, and we drove you away with electrical treatments. We are now trying to bring you to your senses. S.P. If I could just get hold of that woman, I would bite her to pieces. I will bite her arms too. Doctor, try to be sensible, then you will have understanding and be able to progress and be happy. S.P. There is no happiness. Doctor, have you ever tried to understand God, or the real question of life? S.P. There is no God or there would be no misery. Doctor, if there is no supreme being, how do you happen to be? How do you exist? Can you explain how it is possible for you to talk to us through my wife's body? S.P. Is it your wife that is hanging on to me all the time? Doctor, you were bothering a lady who came here for help. I chased you away from her, then intelligent spirits put you in a dungeon. Now you are using my wife's body for a time. S.P. Why in the world should I be bothering women when I hate them? I will smash everyone I can. Doctor friend, if you ever expect to be happy, you will have to change your attitude. You have lost your own body and are hovering around the earth plane obsessing people. Selfish spirits always do that. The insane asylums are full of obsessed people. You have tormented this woman for 3 or 4 years. S.P. How in the devil could I get hold of that woman? I hate women, and why in the world should I have a woman hanging on to me all the time? I wouldn't hang on to a woman for love or money, for I hate women. I would like to crush every woman, they are all deceitful creatures. God never made such a thing as a woman. They are the most selfish creatures in the world. If you treat them to all kinds of nice things, they are all right. But when you turn your back, they stab you. They get all the money they can out of you. I swore revenge on all women, and I will have that revenge. I could have had a good home once if it hadn't been for a woman. Revenge is sweet and I will have it. Doctor, now the time has come when you must stop and consider the question of life more seriously. Don't you think you have made many mistakes yourself? Examine your past life and see whether you have been perfect. S.P. No one is perfect. Doctor, don't you think that perhaps you had many faults? S.P. No man is perfect, but I am as good as the average man. Doctor, tried to understand the mystery of life. You have probably been dead many years. Intelligent spirits are here now to help you and they will teach you many wonderful things. You have been allowed to come here and use my wife's brain and body that we might try to help you. S.P. She's a fool to allow it. Doctor, she allows it because she has charity for such as you. All women are not false. S.P. My mother was a very good woman. If it was not for her, I would kill every woman I come in contact with. But she has been dead 40 or 50 years. Doctor, you are dead, too, as far as the body is concerned. You are a spirit now. Look around and tell us what you see, be honest now. S.P. I see my mother, but I'm afraid of her. Doctor, we are not afraid of you. S.P. Well, my mother's a ghost. Doctor, she's a spirit like yourself. What does your mother say to you? S.P. She says, John, I have been hunting for you for years, but I am afraid of her. Doctor, does she appear ghostly? S.P. No, but I am afraid. Why, here's my father, too. And there's Lizzie. Don't you come near me, I don't want you either. Don't you come near me. I don't want you, Lizzie, you snake. Doctor, probably she has come to ask you to forgive her for something she did. S.P. I will never, never forgive her. Doctor, sometimes mistakes happen. There may have been a misunderstanding. You may have taken for granted things that were not true. S.P. And I don't want her near me. Doctor, try to put hatred out of your heart and be sensible. S.P. Lizzie, you go away, or I will kill you. You acted like a snake. I don't want to listen to you. You are as false as they make them. I don't believe what you say. Don't you come here with all kinds of excuses, for I don't believe you. I am mad at you and I will stay mad. You are a big liar. Doctor, what does the spirit say to you? Who is she? S.P. That's Lizzie, who made all my trouble, and she says all the trouble was caused by jealousy. But I was not jealous. Doctor, listen to what she has to say. S.P. Listening, that's a fine story. We were going to be married and she was a nice girl. She says I looked at everything the wrong way, and that I was jealous. Doctor, you were probably stubborn and hot-headed. S.P. To Lizzie, you're a liar. You went with that other fellow, you know you did. She says that when she went home that evening she happened to meet that fellow on the streetcar. He only walked a block with her, and I happened to see them walking together. I went home and stabbed myself. Doctor, that was certainly a brave act. I suppose you committed suicide. S.P. I wish I could have died, but I could not. I would have been far better off, but I'm going to have revenge on women. Doctor, why don't you try to be sensible and forgive the girl? S.P. Say, do you believe her story? I suffered a great deal from that stab I gave myself, and I did wish I could die. There's Lizzie walking around and she's crying. Doctor, listen to your own conscience. S.P. I loved that girl and what did I get from her? Doctor, I think your mother spoiled you when you were a boy. S.P. My mother thought the world of me and gave me everything I wanted, so that I could have a good time. No, mother, don't come near me. There is no help for me. Doctor, the first lesson you must learn is to crucify self. Jesus said, except ye become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. I don't think you understand what that means. All you cared for was self, and your mother spoiled you. S.P. Mother says she is very sorry now. Here's Lizzie again. I don't believe her, because she did go with that fellow. Doctor, suppose she did, what of it? You must have had a very jealous disposition. S.P. She says she did not go with him, and that she has told me what she did. Doctor, do you know that she is dead? S.P. She is not. If she is she a ghost? Doctor, you say she stands there. Does she look like a ghost? S.P. No, she doesn't. My mother says, John, be reasonable and sensible. Your own conscience accuses you. It is hard, when you love a girl, to see her with another fellow. What I suffered on account of Lizzie. After seeing her with the other fellow, I went home and stabbed myself, just a little bit, to try and scare her. I thought if I did that she would come to me. Doctor, you committed suicide, but you do not realize that you are a spirit and have been troubling a lady, and obsessing her. She is a patient of ours. S.P. What do I care for her? I hate women and she won't leave me alone. All I wanted was revenge, and I got it. Doctor, that lady has done all kinds of wild things because you were obsessing her. S.P. Mother and Lizzie both stand the crying, but nobody cares for me, so what's the use? Doctor, what name did you have beside John? S.P. John Sullivan. Doctor, I should think you would feel ashamed to have bothered that lady. S.P. I'm not any more ashamed of myself than you are. Doctor, do you think you loved this girl? Or was it only selfishness on your part? You simply wanted her, that's all. S.P. She could have been mine, but I made her suffer. My love turned to hate. No, Lizzie, you don't need to cry. I shall never forgive you, if you ask me 100 times. Doctor, if your mother had given you a few thrashings you would not be in the condition you are now. Try to forgive Lizzie, and by doing so you will be helped yourself. S.P. The women were all crazy after me. I was considered a good-looking man. Doctor, that was your trouble. If you had been homely you would have had some sense. You must try to be sensible now, because you are using my wife's body. S.P. Well, take your wife. I don't want her. Say, Mother, it's no use you and Lizzie standing there and crying, for I shall never forgive her. Doctor, if you don't forgive when you have this opportunity, you will find yourself in a dark dungeon when you leave here, and there you will stay until you repent. Try to understand that the wrong is within yourself. S.P. I'll not forgive. I loved my mother and I always had plenty of money. Doctor, what city did you live in? S.P. St. Louis. Doctor, do you know you are in California? S.P. I know where I am. I am in St. Louis, and it's winter. It's about 19 degrees below zero. Doctor, what year do you think it is? S.P. 1910. Doctor, it is the 13th of January, 1918. S.P. I do hate to see women cry. Mother, stop crying. To see a woman cry always distresses me. Doctor, doesn't your conscience trouble you at all? S.P. What's the use of worrying about things? Doctor, listen to what your mother says, then she can help you. S.P. Mother, I'll tell you, if you had spanked me more when I was a little boy and not given in to me so much, I might have been a different fellow from what I am now. It is too late in life to change, and what's more, one never gets anywhere by changing. Doctor, you still have more misery ahead of you unless you are willing to forgive. S.P. I don't care to be in that dungeon you speak of. Why do parents give their children all they want? You see, mother, what nice work you have done. Aren't you proud of your son? You brought me to this. This is your work. Doctor, you pretend to love your mother, but you have no charity or sympathy for anybody. S.P. I hate the word sympathy. My father says I shall have to change. I am too old to change now. Frightened and shrinking from something, take that away. Take me away. I'm sick. Doctor, you must be serious and honest. S.P. My mother says she knows that she raised me wrong. Don't let me go in the dungeon. I'll forgive Lizzie, I'll do anything. I am tired of life, and tired of everything. Doctor, when you reach the spirit side of life, you must try to be of service to others, instead of a detriment. Try to undo the wrong you have done by obsessing this lady. S.P. She tormented me and I hate women. I got revenge. I took a slipper and pounded her face. I did it for revenge on women, for I hate them all. The spirit could not be brought to realize his situation and he was taken away to be placed in a dungeon until he could overcome self and his hatred toward humanity. Several years ago, a friend of ours complained of the peculiar and erratic actions of a business associate, Mr. P., who had suddenly become extremely irritable and despotic to those in his employ, highly unreasonable, impossible to please, and subject to violent attacks of swearing. As obsession seemed indicated, we concentrated for the gentleman in question, and after several weeks an irate spirit spoke through Mrs. Wakeland and frankly admitted having tormented this man, wanting revenge for attentions which he claimed the latter had been paying to his wife. The situation had existed during his life, but he did not discover this until after his death. The spirit gave the name of a man prominent in local business circles. He had passed out some time before but was not aware of the fact. He said that he had been sick for a long time, but could now go where he pleased without any trouble, for he had become well. He could not understand why his wife would no longer speak to him, or why his child, who had always been so affectionate, was now so cold toward him. He declared that some of his friends were false to him and had for some time been paying attention to his wife, sending her gifts and flowers, but that he would have revenge on them as soon as he was through with his present victim. The spirit said that he could not think very clearly, but supposed that was because he had recently taken an anesthetic, which he thought also accounted for the peculiar lightness of his body, and a feeling of having no weight. He was puzzled by the fact that whenever he thought about any persons, he immediately found himself with them and involved in their affairs. Recently he had been around Mr. P., but could not get away from him. This had exasperated him exceedingly. He had done a lot of swearing, kept the man awake, made him go to work early, and had annoyed him in every way possible. After many explanations, the spirit finally realized that he had died, Although this was at first difficult for him to comprehend, for he had always thought death ended all, and that was all there was to it. Being assured that activity and progression awaited him in the spirit world, and that matters would be explained to him to his entire satisfaction, he left. The following day there was such a remarkable improvement in the conduct of Mr. P, and his behavior was so wholly normal that the entire office force noticed the change, although Mr. P himself never knew of the experimental effort which had been made in his behalf. A patient, Miss R. F., was intermittently seized by impulses to run away, and at such times became greatly agitated. But shortly after entering our institute she was relieved of the instigator of these wanderings. Experience September 15, 1920. Spirit, Edward Sterling. Patient, Miss R.F. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. An intelligence took control of the psychic, and, rising, attempted to run away, becoming very indignant when restrained. Doctor, won't you sit down? Spirit, no. Doctor, where are you going? S.P. Home. Doctor, home? Where is your home? S.P. I want to go to find it. Struggling for freedom. Doctor, what a nice lady you are, to act like this. S.P. Lady? Lady? I'm no lady, I'm a man. Doctor, where did you come from? S.P. That doesn't make any difference. I'm going home. Doctor, where is your home? S.P. Wherever I can find it. I know I am not going to sit here any longer. I'm going, I'll tell you that. Drive, recognizing the phraseology of the patient, why did you cut off your hair? The patient, under an irrational impulse, had cut her hair short. S.P. Do you think I want to wear long hair like a woman? No, sir, I don't. I'm going, yes, sir. I'm going, I tell you. Doctor, where will you go? You have no home. S.P. I won't stay here, I'm going. Doctor, how long have you been dead? S.P. I'm not dead. I'm going. I don't want those awful things put into me, all over my body. Referring to static electrical treatment applied to patient, it's just like sticking sharp things into me, real sharp things. Doctor, you felt the electricity I gave to a patient. S.P. I tried twice to run away, but I was brought back. Doctor, why did you make that lady cut off her hair? S.P. I didn't make anybody cut their hair off. It's my body, and I can cut my hair off if I want to. I went to sleep and when I woke up my hair had grown so long that I did not know what to do. I went to sleep and I slept a long time, and after waking up, I found I had long hair, and I wasn't going to have that so I would look like a woman. I could not go to a barber shop, cause I was too ashamed to be seen on the street, so I cut it off myself. Doctor, you did not cut your own hair, you cut off the hair of the lady you were controlling. S.P. It was my own hair I cut. Why do you keep me here like this? I haven't done anything to you or anybody else. Doctor, you have been disturbing a lady and doing her a great wrong. You say you are a man, and yet you are wearing ladies' clothes. How do you account for that? S.P. I couldn't get any man's clothes. Doctor, shouldn't that fact open your eyes and show you that there is something the matter with you? S.P. Can't I sit down? Doctor, yes. If you will sit quietly, should you not try to find out what is the matter with you? S.P. I don't want to stay here, I'm going home. Doctor, if you will sit still and listen, I will explain your situation. You are so-called dead. S.P. I am not dead, I'll have you know. Stop holding me. Doctor, I am not holding you, I am holding my wife. You must realize that you are in a strange position. You passed out of your mortal body but do not understand your situation. S.P. Let me go, I want to get out of here. What are you holding my hands for? Doctor, I am not holding your hands, I am holding my wife's hands. S.P. Your wife's hands. I never saw you before, and I'm not your wife. Do you think a man marries another man? I never heard such talk. Doctor, what I tell you is true, just the same. You are an ignorant spirit and do not understand your condition. S.P. You let me alone. I want to go home. Doctor, did you ever stop to think what happens to a person when he dies? S.P. I am not dead. I just went to sleep.